What's good, y'all, and welcome back to What Goes On BTS. I'm Diz, aka that one button on Jimin's blazer and Jungkook's crop top blazer that held it together during the fake love performance.
Can't wait to hear about that.
And I'm Viv, aka I Know That's Right.
Okay. And this is the show where we keep you in the know about what goes on with BTS every other week through having fun, standing jokes, and trying our best to be informative and sometimes having deeper and more nuanced conversations because, you know, we got to get serious sometimes, y'all. But moving on from that, what are we going to be talking about today, Viv?
All right, guys, today, you know, a lot has been happening this past few weeks. I feel like every time we record, things always drop on our recording days. So we have a bunch of, you know, topics to talk about, but stick around to the end because we have a special announcement to make. I'm excited.
Me too.
You should be excited, guys.
Yes. All right. But what's going to be our first topic of the day?
You already know. If you have, you know, been listening to this podcast for a long time, you know, we start with award shows. I mean, are we voting every other day? Yes, we are. I feel like every other month we are voting. But anyway, let's start off with PCAs. So BTS is nominated for 3 People's Choice Awards. Yes. Group of the Year, Song of the Year for Butter, and then music video, they have Butter and My Universe nominated as well.
Wow. Fantastic. We love to see it.
Butter clearly doing her thing.
You already know that. That's where I'm at, so.
It's a butter party everywhere.
Okay. Butter will never die.
To be honest, TBH, she's been carrying 2021 on her back.
Okay.
That's what she's been doing.
Okay, and then I've had her on mine. Like, I will ride for that song to the end of time. Okay. We'll never get old.
So the show will air on December 7th and voting ends on November 17th. Dez, how are we voting?
We are voting for the PCAs through website voting as well as Twitter. So yes, make sure you get your votes in. So if you have an active Twitter account, make sure you use them hashtags and get those votes in. And then if not, you can always, like I said, vote on that website.
Yep. And I guess make sure your hashtags are correct. You know, a lot of hashtags running around, you know.
Yes. And then the website, actually, let me look it up for y'all. You can even like just Google PCA voting. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it'll bring you right to the website, which is votepca.com.
Cool beans. I think this is BTS's 3rd year being nominated at the PCAs.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think it started 2008. Was it 2019? 2019 was their first year. And then last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a thing. It happened. It's a thing.
And another thing that's happening is the AMAs.
Yeah.
Where BTS is nominated for Pop Duo Group, Song of the Year, and Artist of the Year. I know that's right.
Okay. I know that's right and never wrong. You feel me? Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Killing the game.
How appropriate. Because BTS's first debut
performance in the U.S. was on the AMAs when they performed DNA. A moment.
Yes. That was one of their best performances. The crowd was hype. Ooh, the crowd. That.
Because they were ready. Because it was, listen, the fan ready. Okay.
Ready. The people had fan chants on lock.
Ugh, everything was so good. What a great time.
And now they're nominated for Artist of the Year. This is BTS's first, I think, big, nomination.
For the AMAs, yeah, because I feel like a lot of it used to be, like, fan-voted, like, you know, in regards to, like, the fandoms, from what I remember. And we were like, man, when can they get one for, like, the AMAs? So, yay. I'm happy.
I'm happy, too.
So cool. 4 years. Yes. And so, and for the AMAs, the voting is going to be through TikTok, but you can also vote through the website as well. But actually, weirdly, the website voting is going to be through billboard.com. So you vote from Billboard, but you're voting for the AMAs.
Is it one, like one
vote per day? It's one vote per day. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So y'all TikTokers, I'm not a TikToker. I refuse to download the app. So I'm going to go ahead and vote through the website.
Okay, but we believe in y'all, okay?
Exactly.
Okay. Fellow Borahe Brigade. Fellow soldiers, we believe in you.
TikTok really be making me every single... There's no one time I'm not like scouring the web that they're not telling me, download this app. And I'm just like,
No, like my friends send me the links and I just open them up through the website. I'm like, I'm not downloading this app. Maybe one day.
Oh my God, see.
Sometimes stuff be funny, but I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know my sister does that a lot. She be sending me a lot of TikTok links.
And just like, I still have not been broken.
Exactly. I refuse to cave. Like, that's one battle I'm going to win.
Let me tell you what my phone know how to do. Open a link. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Period.
Okay. Oh, speaking of AMAs. So, I believe Megan Thee Stallion is also nominated for some awards there as well. And a couple of people were like, oh, you know, are you going to be performing? She's like, you know, eye emoji, and the people were like, are you maybe possibly going to be performing with BTS? Because, see, the Microsoft Theater, where they're going to be holding the AMAs, kind of leaked some news and was like, oh, make sure you get your tickets to the AMAs because BTS is going to be performing, or BTS is going to be there live. Yeah, they leaked it. And then they tried to hurry up and delete the tweet, but see, people had already saw it. And when the AMAs got announced, if you notice, the BTS Big Kid Twitter account, they retweeted about the AMAs. Well, they actually tweeted about it. It wasn't even a retweet. They made their own tweet about the AMAs, but they didn't say anything about the PCAs. So people were like, are they going to be performing at the... Yeah, crickets. So people were like, are they going to be performing at the AMAs? So, yeah. And then when people asked Megan about, you know, the Butter Remix, she was over there liking tweets. So when they asked her about that Butter Remix, so... And performing it. So we just might, no, we just might get some.
Army hotties. So for this one, the show airs on November 21st.
Nice. Okay. Moving right along to the next announcement. BTS is going to be performing at Jingle Ball. Bringing in, I guess, the new year, but not really. Is this like ending the last year? Because it's December. I feel like normally Jingle Ball is like closer to New Year's. Is it not?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, not this year though.
Yeah, because the show is going to be taking place on December 3rd. Mm-hmm. And I think this was a last minute ad, right? Like an addition?
I don't know. I feel like it. I feel like they had already announced it. Well, I don't know. But then again, I don't pay attention to what's happening with Jingle Ball. So I feel like it was.
Because I really feel like it was. Because at the time they announced, like, you know, BTS was part of the lineup.
The tickets were already on sale.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So that's a thing.
If you're going to support BTS, okay.
And so, from Jingle Ball, something else that's kind of cool, very cool, especially over here to me, Friends, which, a BTS song, performed by Jimin and V, is going to be in The Eternals, which is a Marvel movie. part of the MCU. Jimin and Taeyong are now officially a part of the MCU. Can you say the same? Because I can't.
Oh, let's go.
So cool. So cool. How are we feeling about that, Viv?
I'm excited. And I like really feel like proud of the members.
Yeah, me too. As a person who watches every MCU movie, like, I was going to be there regardless. And so I can't even imagine what would have happened if the song would have played, because they said it's supposed to be like in a like a pretty big scene or something. From what I heard. So it's like that song would have played during like a scene of the movie. I'd have lost it. I'm pretty sure like the sound that would have came out of my body would not have been human-like. Would have been sounding like straight like an animal. Just been in that movie theater.
It's like, imagine if all this was a surprise and armies went to the theater like without any prior knowledge. Mm-hmm. And they sat there just like, is it me or that kind of sounds like Friends?
Right.
You know, looking around like people, the people, you know, people just don't know. They're just like, is it just me? Or just on your Twitter like, oh my God, I think.
Right. Like, are you serious? Also, like, I'm really excited to see how they're going to be in court. I can't even talk. I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, I wonder how they're going to incorporate it in to the movie, because Friends is a very unique song. So it's like, is this going to be like a couple moment? Or is it going to be like, oh man, a super duper friendship moment? I'm waiting. I wonder how they're going to.
Or is it going to be like, hey, I'm listening to this on, like, you know, my headphones and, you know, like, got my little playlist over there.
Okay, come on. That's like Groot and his homies movie, though. Guardians of the Galaxy for the rest of y'all. That sounds like some Star-Lord stuff.
Star-Lord.
But no, I really do wonder, like, how they're going to incorporate that in there. I mean, I'm going to go see the Eternals regardless. I will. Well, let me not say that. You know what? Yay, I'm excited.
Next.
It wasn't super bad. It's just the Eternals, you know, the trailer, you know, I hope for the best. I'm just hoping that they left out a bunch of stuff. I'm going to watch it regardless. Maybe not in theaters, but I'm going to watch it regardless because I watch. But I'm just hoping that because the trailer, I'm like, I'm a little nervous. But it's so many people in there that I love. So I'm going to go watch it.
When is it out? Next year?
It's looking a little dodgy. Actually, no, it is out this coming Friday. So this episode drops on Tuesday. So this is going to be out November 5th. So, it's that time.
All right.
I'll see y'all on Disney Plus, though. Because I'm not going to that theater just yet. I'm sorry.
You really had me thinking you were going to be in the theater.
I can't do it. I just might, but I can't do it. I'm scared. I went for that one BTS movie, but I don't know.
I went to see A Quiet Place. I think that was the last movie that I saw.
I still haven't seen A Quiet Place Part 2. This is not a podcast about that. We could talk about that afterwards. I was literally about to go. Like, so how is it?
All right. Next, Suga's remix. That dropped on the 19th, which was a...
Suga's remix of what?
My Universe.
Yeah.
Which all I heard was, like, you know, it gave me like tropical. It was tropical. It was a tropical remix, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I can dance to this. I was like, okay, pop, pop, pop.
Did what it needed to do. That and Dynamite Tropical Remix sit at the same table. Truly do. Yoongi did what needed to be done. Just when you thought, oh man, My Universe can't go harder than that. And then it did. And then it did.
I was like, oh, okay. I mean, I would want to hear this live.
Oh, I wish y'all could see Viv's dance moves because you can't, because she's just like, okay.
For some reason, I always forget this is not, you can't see what's going on.
Yeah, but I can. And it's great. She's getting it.
This like these remixes, like the Tropical remixes, I feel like are perfect for stadiums.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh.
Or like an EDM festival.
Yes.
Mm, yes. Oh, it was so good. Great job, Yoongi. Production, like, Yoongi has it. It's in his fingers. It's in his bones. Like, he just has it.
That's his thing right there.
Yes. Okay, and then in more music news, Jungkook released a cover. So he released a cover of Harry Styles' Fallen. So good. A vocal performance. Yes. I loved it. Loved it. Tens across the board.
Everybody sway forth and back.
Okay. Pull out your lighters. Pull out your cell phones. Okay.
Put your lighters in the air.
Right.
It was so good. And it came out of nowhere. Because I know I logged on and the trends were like, wait, what? That was one of the trends that was... Because people were so excited.
Mm-hmm.
And like they didn't know like why is this dropping? So like it's just the surprise of it, like the moment of it. I thought it was pretty cool.
Whenever it dropped, because you know it dropped at 12 KST time. And so when my phone vibrated, because I followed the Big Kid account, mm-hmm. and they have been tweeting because TXT is having a comeback. And so TXT stuff has been like, you know, dropping at 12 KST. So when my phone vibrated, I was like, I assumed, oh, this is something else about TXT's comeback. So I was just like, okay. And so but when I opened my phone, I was like, excuse me, wait, what's going on? What? What is this? And then I was like, Fallen. And I was like, I know that's not Harry Styles' Fallen. Now, you know, say what you want about Harry Styles. Over here in Desland, I happen to enjoy a bit of Harry. So like, you know, sometimes Harry got a track. He got a track on him. You know? And I appreciate it. Cause even before Watermelon Sugar High got popular, when that album dropped, I said, nah, Harry, you didn't put something in this song. Right here. And I liked Adore You, which ended up being a single, and I liked Fallen. And so when I heard Fallen, I was like, man, Jungkook could cover this. So I was excited. I was. He sang the heck out of that song. Truly did. Sang with an A.
Mm. It was so good.
The vocal prowess that Jungkook has in his esophagus. Like I need y'all to understand. The way his larynx is set up. Wow. Wow.
He understood the assignment. That's what he did.
He did. Yes. And then in more music news, BTS is leaving Columbia Records.
Everybody gasp.
Oh my gosh. Well, who's shocked? Who's shocked? Yes. So they had a distribution deal with Columbia Records. And that is now coming to a close. And now they will be joining Universal Records for their distribution deal. So this should be interesting.
I did read, like, I don't know how true this article is. I read that like one of the reasons why they ended whatever the deal they had with Columbia was because I guess there wasn't like so much of a relationship between, I guess, the CEO Ron Perry and BTS, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that too.
Yeah,
I don't know how true that is, but
yeah. Yeah, that's what was going around. But yeah, yikes. Well, Ron, he does have that one writing credit on Butter.
Better, yeah.
I don't know what he did, but you know. Maybe he could have wrote one of my favorite parts of the song. Who knows? But he has a credit. It's there.
So, we had a nice run.
We so did. Now we're you know, but now we're going to be over here with Universal. Now, this is my thing about Universal. Universal is also known to be heavy on copyright.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
Universal is also through who their distribution is through for Japan. And when people post, like, even outside,
like of Japanese music. Like when it's a Universal song, like Universal will snatch down something for a couple of seconds and be like, ooh, copyrighted by UMG. Like all the time with just Universal Music Group. So I can't tell you how often I've seen that. So it's like, is it gonna be like the next comeback? We're gonna be trying to like share clips of the video or share whatever, and then swooped and scoop, your account gone. Everybody talking about, I got S worded, I got S worded.
Retweet to help me find my moots. You know, this is reminding me of, like, back when like, Blood, Sweat, and Tears dropped. Because UMG, literally, all those reaction videos, anything that had any relation to Blood, Sweat, and Tears was taken down. They were taking down YouTube videos, everything.
Yes. I feel like we bring this up all the time because it was such a dark moment. Anytime I think about Universe, I just think about everything leaving.
Okay.
Yep. Right. I think that that's it for this part of the podcast. So we're going to go ahead and take a break and then we'll be back and jump back into the episode.
Annyeong.
Yo, can you believe we're less than 1 month away from BTS performing their first live concert in front of ARMY in what? Almost 2 years? Finally! I'm so excited for them. And as always, we appreciate you guys for listening in to our podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever it is that you're listening from, whatever platform, and leave us a rating and review on said platform or a comment. Now let's get back into the show.
Okay, y'all, welcome back to the episode. So now we're going to be talking about merch because a lot of merch dropped. Yes. So, with the Permission to Dance online concert happening and the Permission to Dance offline concert coming up, Permission to Dance merch went on sale. And so you can purchase whatever is left because a lot of it sold out. But you can purchase whatever is left. It's giving fall, I would say. And a lot of things are either the color scheme is like black and orange or cream and orange.
Mm-hmm.
So some of it to me is very reminiscent of Halloween. But yeah, so the Permission to Dance, like they had a lot of stuff on sale. You know, quintessential photo card sets, premium photos, pickets, and then also like postcards, little stickers, shirts. They had coin purses, sweaters, berets, all kinds of things. So whatever is left, go for it. It looks like I'm looking at the US shop right now as I'm talking, and a lot of that is sold out. So I'm going to actually switch over to the global store and see what's going on over there, because sometimes they have more stuff available. That's wild. This is also gone. So I'm talking about something that happened in the past, but you could have got some things, but now it's gone. That's wild. That is wild. Wow, the power of BTS.
Oh, okay. Are they going to sell merch at the concerts?
I would think so. They usually do. They'll put it online before the concert, and then they still sell it at the shows.
Oh, okay.
So I would think so. They might have pop-up shops like they did for Speak Yourself, but that's just me thinking. That's not me saying that that's what's going to happen, y'all. That's just me.
Them lines
thinking
long.
Out loud. Not really. The last for Speak Yourself, they had merch sections for like every floor. It really seemed like it was like two for every, like, because it was like one on one side of the stadium and another on the other side of the stadium for each floor within the stadium.
Okay. And I think for last tour, I don't know if it's the last. Yeah, the last tour, they had like a day before the concert started where they sold just merch.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like the pop-up shops.
Ah, okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so hopefully they do that for those people who want to buy merch.
Yes. And then also, moving on from that Permission to Dance merch, in this suit merch dropped. So there's also that, and I'm pretty sure that is still on sale. At least some of it. I know a little bit of it sold out, but I'm pretty sure that there's still some in the suit merch available. The guys, like, if you've been watching In the Soup, they've actually been wearing some of it, like, as pajamas and things like that.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah. So, that's available. They have, like, pouches, mugs, shirts, like I said, pajama sets, all kinds of things. And then, on top of that, the merch box 6 also went on sale. Well, not on sale. That's not the word for it. It's available for you to order, because the only way that you can get it is if you have the merch membership, army membership, I should say.
Yeah.
The merch army membership. So if you purchase that, you now have the ability to order merch box 6. And what's included in merch box 6 is a music box that plays Microcosmos along with a Microcosmos bracelet and photo card. It's actually really nice. It's very fancy.
It has a little what is that, globe in the middle?
Yeah, like it looks like a little Saturn. Na, 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 na. Here she go.
But In the Soup merch looks so cute. I like the colors.
I like it. I really do like the In the Soup merch. I like it better than last year's merch.
Cannot recall what last year's.
It was like green. Green and like white.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. I like this one better.
I like the hints of mustard in there. Mm-hmm. The yellow and the green. Yeah. That's cute. That's cute.
Yes. Yes, very, very cute. And then outside of merch, which this... I think that it's probably they're probably already sold out. I'm not even looking at it. But BTS dropped some DVD players. They were like personalized for like songs. Yes. They were cute.
Was that on Weverse?
Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure they're gone.
Okay.
They are probably gone. So if you got one of those, like, kudos to you, because they were really, really cute.
Dang, nothing ever lasts on this.
Okay.
It'd be Hunger Games all over. Like, you can't get the BTS tickets. You can't get merch. You can't get nothing.
You just can't. You just can't.
Everything's a game.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. I can't. All right. So, outside of merch, what else is going on, Viv?
PTD, Permission to Dance, live play at, I think the YouTube Theater at SoFi Stadium. So for those who did not get tickets to the actual, like, I guess, concert in the stadium, BTS or Big Hit, I don't know, whoever they partnered with to have like a little... I can't recall the capacity of the YouTube theater, but it's like right next to the stadium. So you get like a live experience of the actual concert.
All right. It's essentially a viewing party with ARMY.
Yes. The prices range from $60 to $165.
Woo! For the screens. For the screens, y'all. Woo!
When I saw the prices, I must have cackled.
Yo.
Because when the first thing I saw was $60, I was like, oh, okay. And then right. I saw the 100, you know, I was like, okay, $60, okay. And then I saw the 165, I was like, Like, why? Why?
What a screen!
It better
guess
be
what? Guess what? But guess what? They sold out.
They did.
So if you want to get a ticket, the $60 ones are available.
Yeah, the $60 ones are available. I mean, if you like, you know, if you live like around LA,
you know, you can, or like close to there, you can go, you know.
Yeah, because if I lived there, that would definitely be something I would do.
I would do the same. And, you know, you can go with like a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
It would be like a huge party.
Shout out to Joe. Joe was saying, she was like, it's the church overflow. She was like, it's the... Yo. She had me crying.
Whew. Wow.
Shout out to the homie Joe. Because that... Viv, don't spit out your water.
I'm okay.
All right. Woo!
But there's also, like, on-site events for people who will be... For if you get a ticket to the live play.
Yes.
Such as...
Which is something that I wish I could attend. But yeah, such as what?
Photo card random box.
Yes.
You know how armies feel about photo cards. You know, you could slap anything onto, just get a photo card and people will sell. People will buy. Although this time it's just like, you know, it's a giveaway.
Yeah.
But and then they have like a photo zone for you guys as well.
Yeah. And probably other activities, I would assume.
Yeah. I mean, if I lived there, I would probably attend.
I would go, yeah. But like when we get there, it's only the shows that we already have tickets for. So like we can't go.
Exactly.
I wish like if we could just like stop by there, hang out like before, it'd be great. It'd be solid. Like, who wanna give me a photo card or something? I wanna play. I'm a little jelly, you know.
So yeah, I hope you guys have a grand time.
Yes, me too. So fun. It seems to be so. When they announced it, I was like, how cool.
Just armies just like, vibing together in a... Let's go.
Yes. Whew. Okay. So that's the live stage play for the actual PTD offline concert that's going to be happening, or PTD Live, I think that's what they're calling it. But now we're going to talk about Permission to Dance on Stage Online, which is the online concert that BTS had last weekend on Sunday morning or Sunday night, depending on your time. For me, it was like 3 or 4 a.m. It was ridiculous. Yes. So I watched this, but Viv did not. So I'm just going to be giving y'all a couple of highlights. Welcome to Recap Time with Des.
Yay.
Yay. Okay. So as we're recording this, it's been a week since I've seen this. And also, again, it was early in the morning, you know, but my eyes were glued to the screen, but y'all, it's been a week. So if I miss your favorite part, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. My apologies now. But the show opened with one of the coolest VCRs. Well, definitely shocking. I feel like everybody lost it at Taeyong and the Paperclip. They basically look like they had been arrested. You know, ooh, BTS bad boy. Ooh, or at least their version of being bad boys. They were literally sat at that table giving mic drop. And I was like, all we're missing is the microphones. Like, y'all ain't do nothing. So I was like, what is this? But, you know, I was into it. And then they were supposed to be, quote unquote, handcuffed. Even though in some places I feel like, I was like, are they handcuffed? I don't know. But Taeyong had to get them out. And so he had a paper clip in his mouth. And so he stuck out his tongue to reveal that he had said paper clip. But it was very sexual and very sensual. And I was like, did you know that we were watching? Or are you doing this for the detective? Okay. So it was like very like, come hither, paperclip reveal. Okay. So, and then he took off his handcuffs, like, I'm that guy. Bow. And then Jungkook pulled out a random sign, don't know where he got it from. And he was like, we don't need permission. Okay, holding it up at the camera. Like, we don't, we do what we want. Like, you know, very much that. And it was like, you don't need permission to dance? I know that's right. Shut it down. Shut everybody down. And then they left. And then the show started. And then they were behind, like, basically, essentially, like, in cages, giving, like, oh, man, we just got out of jail. Like, fresh out. My auntie just came. She on my way to pick me up. Like, standing there, giving face. Now, prior to the concert, I should have actually started with this, a couple hours prior, we received the notice that Taeyong would not be performing, like, well, dancing during the performance due to some issues that he was having with his calf.
Okay.
So he was going to be sitting during the concert. So Taeyong, through majority of this concert, he was sitting. So he didn't dance, but he did, you know, walk around, and he was very present. I'll get into that later. So there was that. Back to the opening. Yes, everybody is behind cages. I remember the camera pan to Jin, and I was like, wow, Jin, already? This is what we're doing, Jin? Okay. Jungkook had on, like, this very, I don't know how to describe what kind of material this top was. Like, geometric, just industrial. It looked like something straight out of The Sims Eco Lifestyle Pack. Like, Jungkook, that top on Jungkook, I said, oh, no. And then Taeyong had on a blazer that was so close to just, like, his belly button. I guess he had a shirt on underneath there, but, like, did he, y'all? He did, but, like, did he, y'all? It was ridiculous. And he pulled back out his on tattoos. I'm just going through, like, listen, everybody, top to bottom, fashions. J-Hope in that jumpsuit, who allowed you? Who allowed you to put on them sunglasses with that jumpsuit? So fly, epic, transcended everything. Fashion. It was a moment, okay? Namjoon looked buff as ever. Yoongi looked fan-flippin-tastic. Like, was that everybody? Jimin had his arms out. Jimin been in the gym. Jimmy, you feel me? Hold on. My mic didn't fail. Wait a minute.
Jen would have been proud of you for that pun.
I know, right? Thanks, man. You know, I'm not a pun lover, but hold on. My mic really fell.
In her excitement.
Bro, I didn't even realize that I was this excited. Okay, I'm back. Okay. So then they kicked off the performance with On. Fantastic job. I just who was ready? I feel like a lot of us thought that they were going to kick it off with On because On is such a high energy song.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, like, when they do this live, you know, they have been wanting to do that performance of On in front of ARMY. It just sucked that they didn't get to do that in South Korea because they had planned on it by renting out the stadium. They were hoping that they would be able to perform it in front of ARMY.
Mm-hmm.
So that sucked, but it was so, so good. I'm not going to go through, like I said, it's a light recap, so I'm not going to be going through song by song by song by song. Another standout moment of songs, the opening of Black Swan. That opening, like the little setup for it,
okay,
the little intro where they performed, so good. Oh my gosh, I was mesmerized, like, by the way they just flowed in and out, like the way that it switched from each member along with the dancers. Oh, chef kiss. Mwah. Nah, that's outside of the outfits, which, oh my gosh, we will. We will discuss. We will discuss. Because who allowed the vocal line to do that? Who did it? Who did it? Each member of the vocal line had on a body chain. Like, hang it up. Hang it up, but bring it back. But bring it back. Like, I just want to go backstage and congratulate each and every stylist who was in attendance. And whoever decided to pick out these outfits, you know what? I want to give you a gift basket. Because how dare you? But, like, thank you. Like, wow. I don't know how many times during the night I was like, Jungkook has to leave. Like, I tried to kick him out of the group. Like, not in actuality, but, like, he needed to go home. I needed him to take it to the house. Like, because I couldn't do it with him no more. Like, Jungkook had on a crop top blazer that was only held by one button, hence my AKA. One button along with a body chain. I know, even if y'all ain't watched that performance, you done seen Jungkook holding his hand up with Jin at the end. Because I know you done seen it, Viv. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have.
I knew you did. I knew you did. You ain't even got to see it because everybody was just like, what the hell is this? It was otherworldly, Viv. It was otherworldly. And then to take it back to Taeyong. Taeyong is some kind of like vampiric like prince. He looked like he was a phantom of every opera. Like Taeyong was sitting in that chair owning the stage. That's when you know you have a level of stage presence that's just untouchable. Again, my mic. Wow.
Is it Taeyong effect?
Wow. My mic was just like, shut up. I can't do this either. Hold on. Actually, let me scoot my computer over. So maybe I don't have enough room to stand. The first time I hit it, but that time it fell on its own. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, that's when you know that you're mesmerizing. He commanded the stage in such a way that was just like, I can't even put it into words, Viv. It was insane. Truly. Like, I was like, how is it that he's sitting there just in a chair? I'm speechless. It was so good. I was like, Taeyong is really that dude. Because Taeyong has a way of jumping into a character. You know, we see it sometimes in, like, Bangtan Bombs that he likes to, like, play roles and do things. Mm-hmm. So, very much so, like, it's the same. Like, depending on the outfit that he puts on before going on stage, you know, he gets into character. He was, like, already having, like, his moments or whatever in performances before. But when he put on that Black Swan, Fake Love, Blood, Sweat, and Tears outfit, because they did all three of those songs in that outfit. When he put that outfit on, it was a wrap, okay? Very much burrito. A wrap. Like, wow. Woo. And then VCRs, another VCR that made me laugh was, I believe it was Jungkook, Namjoon, maybe Taeyong. Yeah, they were like, I don't know, in a garage, and then like somebody dropped them off something in what looked like a pizza box. And then I was like, oh, I thought it was pizza because they were just like vibing in there. And then they opened it up and it looked like street pharmaceuticals. But like, like it was like, that's not what it was. It was some things. Anyway, I was like, why that man dropped that off? And then like they they looked out the window and the like lights are flashing in, and I was like, are y'all worried somebody about to break in here? I was like, what is this, a trap house? Like, y'all ain't never been to the trap. What is this? So that VCR had me cracking up because I was like, what the? Anyway, it's because they needed to take over. And like in the other VCR too, it matched along. Like the VCRs went very well. It was like, listen, they had to do their jail time, and let me show you why. Because once again, like I said, they didn't need permission. They was going to do what they wanted to do. And that's what they was doing in the VCRs, okay? Like it got to another VCR. They like went into a store went up in there, and then like the man that like owned the store came out. J-Ho body checked him across the room. It was great. They were supposed to be like dancing with him. He thought that he was partying along with BTS, and J-Ho was like, bye. Like, actually, no, we have this. Like, we're good. It was just a lot of fun. And then they came out of the grocery store, and then all of a sudden, like, a group of people was standing there. And I was like, what in the cult is this? Like, they were standing there like they were the Tethered from Us. Like, they just all standing in a group together. And then, like, they were just following along with what BTS was doing. Like, Jimin handed one person a balloon. And then they started doing the PTD choreography. And then, like, the crowd of people started doing it, too. And it was like, all right. Enjoyed that. You know, and then to jump back to the actual concert, see, what's another performance that stuck out to me? Disease.
We love Disease.
Yes, Disease is that track. Oh, it was so good. Special shout out to Jungho Suk's orange suit. Oh, yes. Whole thing, top to bottom, killing the game. During the Life Goes On performance, I'm jumping all around. The Disease performance was fantastic. Of course it was. Walk it. Okay. But it just reminded me, thinking about J-Hope, during the Life Goes On performance, when they were doing that song, Jungkook was like, they were like on a bed, I want to say. And Jungkook was in the back. He was doing the we irritating pose, you know, this. And J-Hope was laughing at him, and Jin pointed out to them that a camera had caught them.
Okay.
And then the three of them could not stop laughing at the fact. After that, the giggles. So that was funny to me. While it was happening, I was like, what is so funny? Because I didn't see him do that, but I guess like another, because Jin, I guess, thought that maybe it might have been the main camera, but it must have been one of the other views. But I had only watched the main camera performance. So
okay.
I guess that camera might have caught him doing it. But oh my gosh, that was funny. And also, jumping back to Disease. During Disease, Namjoon was starting his rap part. And then Jin told him, like, hey, Namjoon, watch out. Fire comes out from right there. And Namjoon was like, oh, S-word.
I did watch that clip.
Yo, it was funny when it happened, because Namjoon does that. I didn't know what Jin had said to him, but I knew that he had got caught off guard by the way that he was like, oh, S-word. And then you look to the side, and then Jimin's just in the back flailing. It's just that whole moment in real time. I was crying, and I actually watched this with my mom, because y'all don't know, my mom is low-key, she's an army now. And so she came over to watch this, you know, early in the morning. Again, an army, that's how you know. Like, anybody that's up at that time, like, you know you in. But me and my mom were cracking up. We're like, what happened? Yo, it was so good. I wish that I could have rewound it like live, because it was that funny to me. Oh my gosh. But he jumped back in, and he was like, I'm ill. Like, you know, right back into it. And then the last song, the closing out song, was Permission to Dance.
Okay. Oh.
Yes, it was Permission to Dance, which is what I assumed that it would be, being that that is the concert's namesake. So, all in all, it was a great concert. They definitely were saying, like, in ending speeches that it was bittersweet, because, you know, they had... The last time that they performed like a real big concert, it was at that stadium. It was okay. There. And then they were in front of armies. And then this time they weren't, and, you know, and this is their home. So, you know, that's SK. So, yeah, that was that whole thing. And then Tae felt away because he felt like, you know, he was upset that he was hurt. But Taeyong did a great job. Again, y'all. Taeyong, that stage presence, the way that man pulled that off, sitting in a chair, he was still walking around. Like, you wasn't going to stop him, okay? Like, Taeyong was still going to Taeyong. Taeyong still hit a couple little meme dances in there. You know, Taeyong did what he needed to do. He still walked They all still danced. When Jimin stuck that microphone, pretended to stick it up his booty. That was funny. I was like, really? Live on the camera, Jimin? All right. And then walked off like he hurt himself. Like, purposely. Jimin is a mess. I also enjoyed during stay to Jungkook and Jin. They were at the top of, like, I don't know. It really looked like, I was about to say a gazebo. That's not what it's called. The thing that they clear the ice with during hockey. It starts with a Z. Somebody knows what it is. That thing. So they were on that thing. It looked like one of those. It wasn't one of those, but reminiscent to that. They were on the top half of it, and then, like, BCS was at the bottom, and they were pretending to be their fans. Like, you know?
Oh, I did see,
like,
that clip.
Yelling, like, Jungkook, Jungkook, Jungkook. Well, actually, before the song started, Jungkook was like, wow, this is such a great song. This is a masterpiece. Who made this? And then Jin was like, come on, man.
It's like, now you know. You
made this song. And then J-Hope at the bottom, Jungkook! Like a fan. It was so cute.
I saw that clip being circulated on the timeline, but it was like, oh, me and my four moods, or like the four people who, like, interact with me on a daily. It was so funny.
I love it.
I can't wait for the DVD. Because yes. I'm going to get the DVD.
Yeah, they're probably going to do one. Also, I'm thinking, because Permission to Dance Offline is also going to be available for live stream of some of the dates. I believe that it's going to be the second through the fourth dates, like all three of those. But the first one, no. So I'm thinking that first date, because they know everybody wants to see that one. Because at first I was like, why wouldn't you stream the first date? Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to see the first day that BTS gets to be in front of a crowd. But I believe that that's going to be on DVD. That's probably going to be a DVD purchase that I will be making.
People still going to stream regardless.
No, I mean, you're going to stream regardless, but everybody wants to see that one. Like, you know, it's going to be a 240 pixel action, because people going to be like, are you streaming from your phone? Because people are going to want to see. Everybody's going to be waiting for, like, the concert videos to, because, you know, it's just going to be, like, everybody's waiting for that moment. I feel like most people are like, it doesn't matter where BTS was going to be, because honestly, I'm happy that we get to go. Yes.
Yeah.
But for real, like, not to be a sap. I hate sappy moments. Not to be a sap, like, but for real, truly, like, it didn't matter as long as BTS got to be in front of a crowd, because it's something that they have been wanting. Jungkook even mentioned during his ending mint for the online concert that, you know, he goes by the motto of, you know, I'd rather die than live without passion. Mm. Even has that tattooed on himself. And he was like, but my passion, honestly, he was like, is starting to wither away. He was like, I need to be in front of people. Like, that's how he's feeling. And so he was like, you know, I'm ready to see y'all. Like, for real. He was like, it's starting to, so listen, I'm glad they get to be in front of people. And, you know, and also, you know, I am also too happy that we get to go.
Yeah. But from what I saw, like, a bunch of other, like, acts are also doing concerts in South Korea now or soon. So maybe, like, once the situation gets better, they can also have it over there.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Like, with the crowds and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's cool. Then, yeah, I hope so.
I saw a bunch of K-pop acts.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, BTS? Well, then.
Because their rate of vaccination is, like, also really, really high.
Yeah, it is.
It's higher than ours, huh?
Girl, where... Do you remember where we live? Like, hello?
I remembered.
Oh, just now?
It's like, I remember. People still fighting each other over masks and...
my girl. the schools over here. What was it, like a school in Florida talking about some, oh, please don't get your kids vaccinated yet. Like, give us, you know, a while. Like, wait until next summer so that we can, like, test this. And if your kid gets vaccinated, they need to stay home for the 2 weeks in quarantine.
Girl.
It was very much, oh, oh no. Oh no. Oh no, 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 no. Anyway. Let's go ahead and take a break.
Annyeong.
As we somewhat near the end of the year, I just want to thank you guys for showing a lot of love and support to our podcast. Podcasting is not easy. I mean, I do more talking on this podcast than I probably do at any given time. But I enjoy what I do in part because of Dez. She is a wonderful co-host, but also because I genuinely love BTS. You can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and at our Twitter account to let us know how we are doing. And with that, let's move on.
And we're back for the last segment of the show, where we highlight In the Soup, guys. Is it a podcast if we're not talking about In the Soup? I'm excited. My Fridays are better when In the Soup drops.
Same.
And truly same, because we don't have Run anymore. So, this is all we have! And it's only, I believe it's only 4 episodes.
What?
Is it? I'm pretty sure.
No.
No,
they're there for only 4 days, but I think they're gonna make it like 8 because each episode is really like a half a day.
Oh, okay, cool beans.
Don't do that. Don't scare me like that ever again in your life.
I am so sorry, listeners.
I just told you I'm on the brink. I don't have Run BTS, and then this is what you do to me. This is what you do to me.
I'm sorry for that brief trauma. But anyway, they're there for 4 days, so. So, we're going to recap the highlights of episode 2. I know the 3rd episode got released yesterday. Have I watched it? No. Dez watched it, but we're going to recap the 2nd one. So, we're going to go over some of our favorite highlights. First of all, this whole thing is funny. In the Soup, if we have not mentioned it before, this entire thing from the way BTS are to the way it's edited, it's hilarious. So one of my favorite moments in episode 2 was Namjoon picked up a book to read. You know, it was like a peaceful, it was like, you know, the background music was very, you know, peaceful, calming. So he sat down outside to read, you know, he started reading. It was quiet. And then all of a sudden, all you could hear is Jungkook just singing along to Dynamite, just cutting across to Dynamite.
Shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll.
I did not expect that, but the way it was edited, it was so freaking hilarious. And then not even a few moments later, Namjoon goes back to reading, and then all he hears in the background is squeaking. And he's like, what is this? I'm just trying to read my book. And he looks like behind him and all he sees is Jungkook and Jimin on the trampoline. And then I think V joins them. And I'm just like, wow. You know, it kind of feels like me whenever I'm reading. It's always stuff happening. There's always stuff happening. I thought that was so funny.
It was. Also, to piggyback off of it, because the moment kept going. So then they stop jumping on the trampoline. Jimin gets off. Jimin goes and sits by Namjoon. And then earlier that day, they had worked out in the gym. And so Jimin still has on his same clothes. And like Namjoon has changed. He's taking a shower. And so when Jimin sits down, Namjoon's like, hey, you didn't take no shower today, like after the workout? Like, I was like, first of all, was it because you noticed that he was wearing the same clothes, or did you just like call Jimin out for being funky? Like, the quickness in which he did that. And then Jimin just matter of factly was like, no, I didn't. Like, because
he didn't care, and then proceeded to lay down next to him, like, fully in his face, like, and what about it?
It's not good. We got Sassy Jimin in this episode through the entire thing.
Yo, the way he looked at Hoseok.
He looked him up and down. He was like...
I was like, quality reaction material. Like, that will be a reaction, video reaction, give.
Like, yes. Perfect. I was like, thank you. The meme lords have provided.
Right.
We don't even have to struggle when BTS gives us freely.
Okay, because I still use Jungkook walking with that hand back from In the Suit yes. One and Jimin in that humbug staring off into like the lake.
And don't forget this one with Jimin with his hands.
Oh.
When they're on the...
But that's not from In the Suit. I'm talking about In the Suit memes.
Oh, okay.
That's from the winter package. Oh, yes. I definitely still I use that. Oh, my gosh, man.
And then one of, like, funny moment. Tae and Jungkook, they wanted to play tennis. And Bam was, like, getting, like, in the way of Jungkook playing tennis. So, like, Jungkook would throw the ball, like a tennis ball away. And then Bam would, like, quickly get the ball and then come back with it. And one of the funniest moments was Tae told Jungkook, like, hey, listen. Because the way they were playing it, you know, none of them, like, it wasn't, like, there was no rhythm to the game. None of them was like, they would just hit it once and the ball would just bounce off. So Tae told Jungkook, like, hey, listen, I'm about to show you how, you know, to play this. Like, you know, I'm about to show you how to play this game really well. So the captions at the bottom when Tae said that was like, okay, show us. And then he failed. He failed. And the captions were like, yeah, we saw.
I thought that was so funny.
Like, the captions being sarcastic and, like,
Also, piggybacking up from that once again, during that game, Jungkook's playing in, like, his sandals. You know, his platform Birkenstock-looking likes that are actually way more fancier and way more expensive. Let's talk about how BTS really be exercising out here in these streets in their slides. Like, yeah. I don't understand this life that they lead and, like, what kind of foot action they have going on. Now, working out, like, in a gym doing lifting in slides, totally. I can get that. Like, your feet are flat, even though me, I'd be slipping and sliding around. But, like, Namjoon went out for a jog and some slides. And I was like, let me tell you something. The way my ankles would be rolling, the way my ankles are set up, it ain't no way that I could do that. Okay, my hips would be rolling like Shakira's. I mean, my ankles would be rolling like Shakira's hips. Okay, well, like, it ain't no way, Viv, that I could do that. I don't understand, like, what kind of toe grip does this man have? Like, do his toes be gripping the front of that slide? Like, how does he do that?
I don't know. I was just like, bro, if you stab your toes. For me, it was just like,
because he downhill. It's not like he's running like on a flat surface. Like, he's out here running, you know, in the soup, in the forest.
I was just worried for his toes. I was just worried for all their toes.
Okay, they be out here doing every activity in a pair of slides, okay? One thing about BTS, they gonna be in their slides, okay? Every activity in a chancla, okay? Okay?
And then, guess who utilized the pool? Hoseok.
Yes.
J-Hope was living his best life in that pool. Dancing. I loved that. Swimming. We got the PTD. I mean, we got the Dynamite remix. The tropical one in the background as well. Having a good time. And then Tae comes along and he's like, hey, let me show you what I've been doing. What I've been practicing. So he starts playing the trumpet. I thought that was very, it was a cute moment. Also very fun.
Yes.
Because I think when, like, in their, the interviews that they had, J-Hope was saying, like, how, like, he's free to be himself in the soup. And, like, he, like, wants to, you know, to kind of let go. Because, I don't know, being a professional, you kind of have to be, like, a professional. He's obviously, like, a professional. But, like, he, there's this child, how do I say it? When he's off stage, he's, like, a little bit like a child. So he gets to do more when he's not like J-Hope. He's not like the on-stage J-Hope.
Okay.
So he kind of like, you know, has time to like, you know, just be him in the pool. That's what he essentially, that was like the little, the background interview that they had.
Okay. I particularly enjoy that moment. One, because they introduced me to the song Free Love. By, is it Hoan? How do you pronounce it? Is it Hoan? Or Hoan? Okay, Hoan. Because I would say Hoan. Yeah, that song jams. Been bopping to that. Because that was a jam. I was like, them, the way that they were partying in that pool, I was like, I'm into it. Like, wish I was there. Like, and J-Hope bobbing in his rash guard. A moment. Especially them panning back and forth with Jin over here trying to cool himself off, because he too had went out to the pool and was like laying on his unicorn. Side note, when y'all watch episode 3, Jin and that unicorn, I really hope that it becomes the way what Jin and that boxing punching bag, I mean, and yoga mat was in season 1. Like, every day I just want him in that unicorn floaty. But jumping back to this episode, but yeah, the juxtaposition of Jin being like, how is J-Hope outside? Like, I almost died. Like, Jin was passed out on the floor. Like, Jin was sprawled out. Like, so the juxtaposition of that and then them over there partying in the water. And even, like, Tae, he had on all of his clothes, but he's, like, vibing with, like, the water hose. And then Namjoon comes over and starts dancing, too. It was a vibe. It was fun. I thought that moment was very cute. So I would just always think about that part, you know, I could just hear the Free Love going and then pacing into it. Like, oh, what a moment. I was like, this is just summer in a nutshell. Love it.
And then Jin was in the house the entire time playing games. Jin and his games. Jin really loves playing games.
I get it. Like, Jin was playing Mario Kart. Like, who don't like Mario Kart?
I also liked how, like, he was, like, entertaining himself throughout the game, like yelling, and like he was going through it.
All the Jin was the player and commentator.
He was.
How dare you, Jin? How dare you be in fourth place? You could do better than that, Jin. Oh. And it was like also like him also critiquing other people who do that shell at me. You know, because Mario Kart, if you've ever played Mario Kart, it can be very infuriating because a Mario Kart is like just randomness and chaos. Like, you can be number one and then all of a sudden you get whopped with something from behind and then there you go in eighth place. It's very infuriating, but fun.
Also, there's this one thing, this one food that they made. It was like watermelon, milk. I cannot recall the name of that.
I can't remember the name of it either, but I was
have
like,
you had it before?
No, I've had like watermelon mixed because they put Chilsung in there. So I've had like watermelon mixed with like a soda before, but not milk along with it. So because I was with it, like, well, I've seen them make that before. But once again, Army Mom, she was in the building. We too also watched in the soup. We watched into soup after the concert. So we were watching. She was going, oh, okay, so they're making this addition. They put their milk in there. She was like, whoa, that's different. Like, you know? But yeah, I'd be interested to try it.
I don't know if I would. I already don't like watermelons. And the addition of milk?
Wow, taste buds has exited the chat.
Watermelons are disgusting.
You are... out of pocket. Watermelons are delicious over here, you know, in the land where people actually know how to taste things properly. Over here, watermelons are delicious. So Yeah, that's my. I'd be up for trying it. Watermelons. I'm sorry. Actually, watermelon is one of my favorite fruits.
Watermelon is
fruit. If then. Not my favorite fruit.
Okay, what about bananas?
Oh no! I just started eating bananas again. The banana texture. I mean, I'm very particular about my bananas. For a long time, I did not eat it because I think that bananas, the texture of them, is absolutely wretched, absolutely disgusting.
I don't like bananas. I think bananas are disgusting.
Yeah. Now that, yeah. Now you put banana, you put a banana in a smoothie, wonders, with some strawberries. Wow.
Mm-mm. Still not going anywhere.
Oh wow, Viv. I don't know what to say about what do you eat?
Things that are not those.
What fruit? What like? What's a fruit that you like? If you pineapple, say apple, hang it up.
Pineapples and mangoes are my favorite fruit.
Oh, okay. Well, those are fantastic. All right. So you're back in the game. We love a mango. Mango is so good.
It is.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Anyway, back to endless soup. So Jin decided that he wanted to eat, was it clams or oysters?
Clams.
It was so funny to me. How he kept asking Suga for directions. Like, hey, is this how you do it? Like, he kept asking Suga, like, hey, like, it's like he didn't. Jin was cracking me up. It's like, okay, I want to eat this, but I also don't know how to make this. Mm-hmm. He kept asking Suga so many questions. But Suga wasn't bothered.
He wasn't.
He was like, I'll just answer your questions.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he was like, I too don't know what I'm doing. But, like, we are going to figure it out.
Even with Jungkook, they both, when they took the clams outside and they put them in, like, the grill, the dilemma for them was, like, should we cover them with a lid or should we not? As they just looked at each other, like, they both didn't even know what to do. They just looked at each other, just like, they kind of just went with the flow.
Yeah, also, even after they covered them up and they left them there, they were like, oh, okay, they're done after a couple of minutes, and then start trying to pull them apart. And then I loved when J-Hope walked outside, and they're like, they just put question marks all around him, and him looking at them like, what the hell are y'all doing? And she was like, leave it there. They're going to open up on their own. Like, you can't be just ripping up clams.
Yo, this is reminding me of that story. When they said, like, they went on a trip together and they kind of ate, like, undercooked food and they all kind of feel sick.
No, what reminds me of that is in the soup one. Like, when they was really out here about to eat raw chicken. Because they had their oil up too high. Mm-hmm. And it ain't no way that inside was gonna cook. Like... You know, but none of them died. I mean, they got it pretty cooked. Like, well, as cooked as they possibly could. But when they first had that oil bowl, I said, who turned it down? Like, that boy's about to be sick. Toilet. They about to be having conversations with the commode, okay? Woo, they about to be sick. But yeah.
And the insects came back when they were eating.
Yeah.
And obviously it went to the J-Hope. I don't know what is with Bugs and J-Hope. They just...
But Tae and Namjoon also got a little scared because Namjoon was even apologizing because he was like, oh, it's reminding me of Tinkerbell. And he was like, oh, shouldn't have called you that, my bad. I'm so sorry I called you Tinkerbell. I'm so sorry. And then Taeyong went and hid behind Jungkook. And then Jungkook was like knocking him off of him. He was like, yeah, it's a moth. It's a moth. Like they exist. They be out here sometimes.
And you keep playing with a bomb. They're all like,
oh my gosh. Yeah. That was also, so awesome. Yoongi teaching Jimin basketball. Like, I was talking to Yoongi during the episode. I was like, get out there. Get on that court. Get on
help your boy.
Please help him. Because literally, like, the stuff like he was saying, I was like, while Jimin was shooting, I was like, yo, the jump. The jump's not there. Your wrist. Like, I was like, he's shooting too far back. I was like, man, I could just hear, like, me trying to learn how to play basketball, like, when I was younger. And, like, my uncle was our team's coach. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. your shot's off. No, you need to get here. And I was like, oh my gosh, Yoongi, go help him. Like, please. But the way, like, when I was first learning how to shoot, like, the way I was taught was like that's, you know, the square on the basketball goal.
Yeah.
The actual square. You aim for that, like, on your first learning. And then that's what it's there for. To help you, like, monitor your shot. And I was like, Jimin, if you could just aim for that. Like, you know? Because it's harder to judge where it is. But that's okay, because Yoongi got them together. Yoongi got out the...
And Jimin's making the shots.
Yes, right. He got his shot together. Because, like, he was shooting so far back. Because he, you know, for dance, he'd be so far... You know, his stance even is further back. But, yeah, Yoongi got him together. I loved that moment. It was so cute.
I did. And speaking of practicing, Tae was practicing the trumpet. Yes. He was learning how to do it. That takes... I don't know. Like, it seems really difficult to play that instrument.
Mm-hmm. So shout out to all you trumpet players. In the words of my mom, when she was watching In the Soup, and she was watching Taeyong, good job, baby, good job. That's what my mom was saying. Good job. I was like, Mom, why you acting like he's your son?
At this point, and Hobie was also practicing. I think he's learning English.
Yes, that is what he was doing. Yeah, I was like, good for him.
I like how they all have their little things to do.
Yes. Jungkook is truly a dad. Like, Jungkook really be getting up and feeding this dog breakfast. Like, Jungkook is a papa, okay? Like, wow. Bob is so cute.
He is.
And he only gets cuter as the episodes go. Because he was even cuter this episode. Like, that dog is adorable. Yeah.
Snatching
also,
hearts.
We also got Namjoon on a bike ride.
Yes, we did.
And they played it. They did. They played Bicycle.
He looked so happy.
We got Namjooning. What a great time to be alive.
Exactly. We got him working out. Oof. Trying to shake myself because I kid you not, every time he goes to work out, I'm just like, I've seen enough of this. We'll come and watch the rest of the episode.
I love how every time you mention Namjoon working out, it sounds like a demon trying to escape your body.
Because it is.
It's like, get me out of here.
Listen, I already saw like spoilers from this third episode. I don't know how I'm going to.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Namjoon out here, okay? Like, Namjoon was replying on Weeper. Somebody posted a screenshot from season 3. And he was like, yo, why am I on the show looking like this? Because that's what you look like. Okay. They also had them, like, sleeping, and then they asked them about, like, him sleeping, because, you know, like, oh, they have, like, the positions of the guys, like, you know, in the way they sleep. You know how Namjoon normally be on his back, not moving, and it's like, Namjoon be looking like,
yeah.
You know, everybody be like, Namjoon looks like a vampire in a coffin, just on that, he don't move. And then, so Namjoon was like, oh, yeah, like, yeah, but I sleep without a shirt, because, like, the picture had him, like, with a shirt on. He was like, but I sleep without a shirt on. And it was like, and some people were just, like, so thrown off. They were just, oh, my gosh, he sleeps without a shirt. And I'm like, where have you been? Like, I feel like that's common knowledge. I feel like most guys sleep without shirts on. But, like, I feel like we've seen a lot. You might not be seeing, like, Namjoon's whole body, but you see that he's without shirt. Yeah. Like, from Bon Voyages. Namjoon be sleeping without shirts on. Even, like, in the third episode of In the Zoo, actually, he had no shirt on. Like, but like, just that's be mentioning. Knowledge. Yeah.
And just a menace.
Yes, menace. Truly. I mean, like, even Jimin. I'm thinking about, like, even this season of In the Soup, they had to put that, when they put that fake shirt on Jimin.
He looks so cute, though. He looked like a little small vest. He just like,
Oh, man.
They did that to him. And I think they... What other members? It was... I think it was Jungkook. No, it was Jimin in this last episode. I think he went to, like, wipe the sweat on his forehead or something.
Oh, no. They just put, like, little words right there. They didn't draw a shirt. No, they put a whole shirt. They drew that shirt on top of him. Yeah. So that was our recap for In the Soup episode 2.
Yes. We'll be giving it to you. What? Episode 3. For In the Soup. We'll be in the next one.
Yeah. But next, now, let's get into our big announcement.
Giveaway!
Yeah!
We are having a giveaway for 20,000 listens. When we get to 20,000 listens.
We're about to hit 20,000 listens.
Yes.
So, we're going to be doing a giveaway.
Be on the lookout for that. We will post more as the days or weeks tick by.
Yeah. 20K giveaway. So, we'll be doing that on our Twitter, on the actual podcast Twitter, which is WGOBTS pod. Yes. So be on the lookout for that. Should we go ahead and start it? Just to be on the safe side, once this episode drops, we should go ahead and make the tweet. And let's go ahead and tell them what it is that they're going to be doing, because we're close. So, like, just go ahead and do it. So yeah. So what we've decided is that we're going to have you all, we'll make the post saying, like, this is going to be the giveaway post. It's the 20K giveaway. And to enter, we just want you to respond with, like, one of your favorite moments of the podcast. Yeah. Because this is all about, you know, y'all sticking around and hanging out with us, you know, sometimes through our ups and downs. Because, you know, we just living our regular life. You know, sometimes we dip out, but, like, here, we've made it. So... yeah, we really do truly appreciate you guys listening in to our foolery.
Yes, we do.
So yeah, so just leave your like I said, your favorite moment of the podcast, and then we're gonna be picking the winner at random.
Yes, we are.
Yes, is it U.S. shipping only?
That's a good question.
We'll have the rules there. Yeah. We'll have the rules of, like, who, like, how far we'll ship the package. We'd like for it to be worldwide, but the way our bank accounts are set up.
And the way them ships in the ocean are, yeah, like, currently.
Yeah. So we'll let you know, like, how far we'd be able to. But hopefully, you know, we have some entries. And like we said, we're going to be picking at random. We're going to literally let a randomizer pick it. But yeah, we'd like to hear from you guys on what your favorite episode was. Yes. And what is going to be in this giveaway, Viv?
A album, Map of the Soul Persona.
Okay.
And also some BT21 goodies.
Yay fun. So, yes, I think that goes ahead and brings us to the end of this episode. What's going to be your song of the week, Viv?
Sweet Night.
Yes.
By Taeyeon.
Yes, a track.
It's like the most streamed OST on Spotify, so.
Oh.
What a track.
A lot of them streams comes from me because I'm beat, let me tell you.
I love that song. That song is so good.
So good. And then my song of the week, outside of Fallen, go listen to Jungkook's cover of Fallen. Uh-huh. Yes. Will be Disease, because that song been on repeat over here in MK. Over here. Been streaming heavy. I mean, you're a jam already, but, like, whew. I'm pretty sure Spotify is like, enough!
You can never get enough of Disease.
Right? Mm-mm. But yeah, but that's the end of this week's episode. We'll see y'all in the next one. Peace out.
Annyeong.
Oh my gosh, Vic.